As I mentioned, I'm seeing if you can remember the truth of the message. One More Night with the Frogs. Remember that one? How to Please God. Giant Slaying Attitudes. We Be Still and Take Not. Don't Move the Landmarks. The Master is Come and Call It for Thee. When God Plays Dumb and His Banner Over Me is Love. This morning I had planned for my title, the title of that song that Brother Wendell sang, Because He Lives. And I'm going to preach that message to you, but it's going to be point number two. I was went down to my mom's yesterday for dinner, and I just listened to the Christian radio, and I heard a phrase. Didn't hear the whole message, just the preacher was finishing up his sermon. And I heard a phrase, and the Lord spoke to me last night and early this morning. He says, I want you to use that for your title. I want you to use that for your main idea. And so this morning I'm going to preach on the theme, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And when I get done this morning, I hope that that phrase means something to you. I hope when you think of those words, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming, that God will remind you of some things that will help you live for Him. Father, thank You for letting us be together on this special day. Thank You for this place that You've given us to come. Thank You that we've already felt the Holy Spirit as He's moved in our midst. And now, Holy Spirit, we give ourselves to You. I pray, Holy Spirit, in each life that You'd work, that You would speak to each heart and each mind. I can't do nothing to help these folks this morning, but Holy Spirit, You sure can. And I pray this morning as we give ourselves to You that You would move in a mighty way. If there's those here that need to receive Christ as their Savior, I pray they do that. Holy Spirit, for the Christians that are here that need to make new vows to You, I pray they do that. When we get done, we'll be sure to point to heaven and give God all the glory. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Before I get to my message, I need to tell you what Friday and what Sunday I'm talking about. The Friday that I'm talking about is the day that Christ was tried, if you can call it a trial. The day that He was convicted, the day that He was crucified. Now, let me say a word. I personally think it was a day different than Friday. You can't be crucified and die on Friday and spend 3 days and three nights in the grave and arise on Sunday. You just can't do it. I mean, you can't take the new math and you can't figure it out that way. You just can't do it. I think it was another day. But because I was brought up all my life and my parents told me it was Friday, that's what we celebrate, Good Friday. And many of you think it's Good Friday, the Friday that Jesus was crucified. I'm going to use that in my message this morning. It's Friday. That's the Friday I'm talking about. It's the Friday after Jesus had spent the night in Gethsemane praying that God would keep Him alive to go to the cross. When Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before the crucifixion, the Bible says that He sweat great drops of blood. And I've read medical authorities, they say the only way you can do that is if the heart around your sack breaks. And Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane looking forward to going to the cross. And He prayed, Father, not my will but Thine. And many, many people think that He was praying to stay away from the cross. No, He wanted to go to the cross. That's why He came. I think as He agonized in prayer that night before the crucifixion, that Satan was trying to kill Him. Satan was trying to rob the Son of God from going to the cross. And Jesus, in agony, as He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, He was praying, Father, for this purpose I came. For this reason I came to die. Keep me alive so that I can go to the cross tomorrow. It was Friday, the day after that night, that He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was Friday, the day that He was betrayed by one of His closest friends. One of those that He had taught for 3 years. One of those that had saw the miracles. One of those that had heard the public teaching and preaching, as well as one of those who were in on the private explanations. One of those that ate with Him, that walked with Him, that slept with Him, that spent day after day after day. It was Friday, the day that friend betrayed Him with a kiss. Friday, the day that He was arrested and taken before the Sanhedrin. He was accused falsely. They tried to get witnesses to lie about him. And finally, the only crime that the Jewish court could convict him of was that one of being who he was, the Son of God. Friday, the day another one of his disciples, the leader of the group, the spokesman of the group, Friday, that day who that spokesman a few days earlier had stood and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Friday, the day that disciple denied him and said, "No, I'm not one of them. No, I don't know him. I tell you, I don't know him." And denied him three times. Friday, the day that they sent him to Pilate. The Jews wanted to kill him, but they had no power to kill him, so they sent him to the Roman governor. They accused him of raising a rebellion, of rebelling against Rome. They accused him of teaching not to pay taxes. He hadn't done that. But that's what they accused him of. Pilate examined him and said, "I find no fault in him." And then learning that he was a Galilean, he says, "You go to Herod. Herod's the Jewish king. He's in town. Send him over to Herod." And Herod mocked him this Friday. This Friday I'm talking about, Herod mocked him. He says, "Show us a miracle. You're a miracle working God. Show us a miracle." He had his soldiers put a royal robe around him and beat him. Send him back to Pilate. Friday, that day he went back to Pilate, and Pilate examined him again. He reached the same conclusion, "I find no fault in him." But bowing to the pressure of the crowd and putting aside justice, putting aside truth, putting aside what's right, Friday is that day that Pilate gave him over to be crucified. Friday, the day the Roman soldiers took him, and they mocked him, and they blindfolded him, and they slapped him, and they beat him with their fist, and they beat him with rods, and they took that cat of nine tails and whipped him, and they formed that crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they took their hands and plucked his beard from their face. They made him that Friday carry the cross up Golgotha's hill, and he fell beneath the load. And they got to that place called Calvary, and they laid him on that cross, and they nailed him to that cross. And as he hung there between earth and heaven, it was that Friday that he called out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." It was Friday that he called out, "My God! My God, as God the Father turned his back on his only Son, he cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Friday, the day that he called out, as he gave up his spirit, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And when I say it's Friday, that's the Friday I'm talking about. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Now the Sunday I'm talking about was the first Easter Sunday. That Sunday that group of ladies went to the grave. They brought spices to anoint his body. He was buried so quickly they didn't have time to do it before they put it in the grave. And they came that first Easter Sunday morning. They were worried about how they were going to move the rock. But they came and found the stone rolled away. The grave was empty. The Bible says they were perplexed. As we talked about this morning, two men in shining clothes appeared and asked them the question, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here, but he is risen." We sang that song. I got excited. Death could not keep its prey. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose! He arose. Hallelujah. He arose. That's the Sunday I'm talking about. That very Sunday. I want you to think about it now. It's Friday, the day he was crucified. It's Friday, the day he died. It's Friday, the day that they laid him in the tomb. But Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. This morning I want to call that little phrase, "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming," to three groups of people that are here this morning. Three groups of people. First of all, I address those that have sold out to the devil. And by the way, to the devil himself. I might as well just preach to him a little bit this morning. And I call to your attention that phrase, "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming." Now in the Easter story, those that have sold out to devil were people like Judas, who for 30 pieces of silver sold his master, who betrayed a friendship, who led a Roman army by night to arrest the Son of God. Go ahead, Judas, betray him. Go ahead, Judas, sell him out. Go ahead, lead the army to arrest him. It's Friday, Judas, but Sunday's coming. People like the high priest in the Sanhedrin, who falsely accused him, who broke, by the way, every Jewish law in the book when it came to getting a fair trial. When they tried Jesus, they broke every law in the book. And they paid witnesses to lie at his trial. Go ahead, high priest. Go ahead, try him falsely. Go ahead, Sanhedrin. Find him guilty of being the Son of God. Go ahead. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's people like in this crowd like Herod, who when Jesus came to him, mocked him. And said, I want to see a miracle. And arrayed him in a robe. And had his men beat him. Go ahead, Herod. Go ahead, mock him. Go ahead, scourge him. Go ahead, have your men beat him. It's Friday. But Sunday's coming. People like Pilate, I'm speaking to in this group, who found him guilty. Who found him innocent. He says, I find no fault in him. And yet, putting aside a warning from his wife, who'd been warned in a dream, putting aside justice, putting aside truth, who sentenced him to death. Go ahead, Pilate, go ahead, sentence him to death. Go ahead, have him pour water over your hands as you wash your hands and thinking you can wash off the guilt of condemning an innocent man. Go ahead, give him over to be crucified. Go ahead, Pilate, it's Friday. But Sunday's coming. There's people in this group like the Roman soldiers who beat Jesus. Who slapped him, who whipped him, who with rods beat him and put that crown of thorns on his head. Go ahead, Roman soldiers, gamble for his robe at the foot of the cross. Go ahead, look up into him and jeer him and make fun of him. Go ahead and stick the spear in his side. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And by the way, Satan, go ahead and have your little party. Go ahead and call all the demons of hell together and rejoice. Jesus, God's Son, is dead. Tried to kill him all his life. You tried to kill him when he was a little baby. You tried to kill him when you took him up into the wilderness to tempt him. You tried to kill him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Go ahead, Satan. Have your little party. Call the demons of hell together. You've defeated God. You've killed his Son. You've wrecked his plan. Go ahead, Satan. Rejoice. It's Friday. Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming when Jesus comes up out of the grave. Sunday's coming, Judas, when you realize that you betrayed the Son of God. Sunday's coming, Sanhedrin, when he proves to you that he's the Son of God. Sunday's coming, Herod, when he'll show you a miracle like you've never seen before. Sunday's coming, Pilate, when he'll show you that even the power of the Roman Empire cannot kill the Son of God. Sunday's coming, Roman soldiers, when you see that even by your might and your power, you can't keep him in the grave. And by the way, Satan, Sunday's coming when all the demons of hell realize that God's Son is risen and you can't keep him in the grave. Some of you here this morning are sold out to the devil. Yeah, you have no respect of God. You have no respect for his house. You have no respect for his book. You have no respect for his people. You have no respect for his church. And you're living your life just like you want to live it. You're having fun. You're enjoying the things of the world. And you're not giving one thought to tomorrow. You're not giving one thought to eternity. You're not giving one thought to God. Go ahead, enjoy it. It's Friday. It's Friday. But my dear friend, Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. You've taken, people like you have taken prayers out of the schools. You've taken the Bible out of schools. The world has come to the place because of people that have sold out to the devil where abortion is all right and where homosexuality is all right. Go ahead, those that have sold out to the devil, enjoy it. Go ahead and enjoy your victories. Go ahead and enjoy your powers. Talking now about taking off that little phrase, in God we trust, off our money. Go ahead, enjoy it. You're in role now. You're in control now. You're in power now. Go ahead and enjoy it. It's Friday. But Sunday's coming. And the King of Kings is going to split the eastern sky. And he's going to cast Satan and all his demons into hell. And he's going to set up his kingdom of righteousness. So go ahead, God haters. Enjoy today. It's Friday. Go ahead, Satan worshipers. Enjoy today. It's Friday. But Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. second group of people I'd like to address this morning and call to their attention this little phrase, "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming," are those Christians that have sorrows and burdens. They have sorrows and burdens that don't want to face tomorrow. Don't know how they're going to do it. In the Easter story, it's like Mary, the mother of Jesus. She's the one that bore him. She's the one that raised him. She's the one that watched him grow up to manhood, grow up in love. She saw his miracles. She heard his teaching. She saw as he lived his life. Now it's Friday. She stands before the cross. She's watched as he suffered. She's watched as he's died. And she doesn't understand. This is her son. And as a weeping mother, she stands before the cross, looking up at that body that you can't even recognize as a human because of all the suffering that he'd gone through. And Mary, his mother, stands at the foot of that cross, weeping, brokenhearted, because her son is dying. Mary, I know you have to weep. I know you have to cry. But Mary, it's Friday. And Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Or people like Mary Magdalene, who Jesus had taken 7 devils and cast out of her, who after he had done that, she gave his life to him. And the Bible says that she ministered to him. She was the last to leave the cross. I think she was there as Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea took the body down. She followed it to the grave. She was the one that was there in the group of women that came on Easter Sunday morning. And she stands at the foot of the cross and at the grave and she weeps and she cries and she's brokenhearted and she doesn't understand and she feels all alone. Mary, you go ahead and cry. I know you got to weep now, but Mary, it's Friday and Sunday's coming. It's people like Peter, who was a leader of the disciples, who was a spokesperson for the disciples, who on that day on that mountain stood and said to Jesus, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And at the time that Jesus needed him the most, at the time he was on trial for his life, having Peter to deny him, not once, not twice, but 3 times. And the Bible says that Peter went out of that judgment hall and he wept bitterly. He wept and cried and said, "Oh God, I failed you. Oh Jesus, I've let you down." Jesus, Peter, I know you got to weep now. I know you got to shed bitter tears. But Peter, it's Friday and Sunday's coming. People like Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, rich men, rulers of the Jews, men of position, men of power. And they weep, and I think tears were just streaming down their face as they came to the cross. And they laid the cross down on the ground, and they took the body of Jesus off that cross, wrapped it in grave clothes, and took it to Joseph's tomb, put it in that tomb, rolled that giant stone across it. And I can see those two men as they stand by the grave that day. They roll that stone across the mouth of that cave. And they say, oh, Jesus, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen now? You're in the grave. You're dead. What's going to happen now? And I say to those two men, go ahead and weep. Go ahead and cry. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming, Mary, when you're going to see your son live again. Sunday's coming, Mary Magdalene, when you're going to see that your master can defeat even death. Sunday's coming, Peter, when you see that Jesus can even forgive you. Sunday's coming, Joseph, when the Son of God will come to you and say, "Joe, thanks for loaning me your tomb, but I don't need it anymore." Sunday's coming. Christians, you're here this morning. Some of you are here with burdens. You've lost a loved one, a husband, a wife. God's taken on ahead of you. Perhaps a child, perhaps a parent. And you're here this morning with a broken heart. You feel all alone. You don't understand why God would take him. And you weep. I point out to you this morning, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Others are here this morning. You've suffered a broken relationship. That one that pledged themselves to you has betrayed you. And divorce has come. And now you're alone raising the kids. Or you're alone and you're troubled. You have heartache. I point out to you, it's Friday. It's Friday. But Sunday's coming. You may be here this morning, your body may be racked with pain. You may have gone into the doctor in the last couple of weeks and he says, it's cancer. It's leukemia. Give you 2 months, 3 months, no more. And you're here this morning in despair with no hope. No hope. I say to you, it's Friday. Sunday's coming. Maybe here this morning with financial problems. You just don't know how you're going to pay the bills. It's Friday. It's Friday. And Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Look, many of you are here today and you don't want tomorrow to come. You don't want the pain that tomorrow's going to bring. You don't want the heartaches that tomorrow's going to bring. You don't want the suffering and all the agony that you're going to have to go through tomorrow. My dear friend, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. We can live because He lives. We can live because He defeated death. We can go through this life victorious because we've got a God that's been there. He's walked in our shoes. He's suffered everything that we have to suffer. We don't have to wait for Sunday. We can... that verse that Walt read from Psalms chapter 30, you wonder where it's fitting in. Here it fits in right here. Psalms chapter 30, verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It comes. And we don't even have to wait till the morning. We don't even have to wait till Sunday. We sing that song, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. Whatever men may say, I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, just when I need Him, just when I need Him to help me with the heartache, just when I need Him to help me with the pain, just when I need Him to help me with the insurmountable problem that I can't solve, Jesus is near. He lives. But one day it's going to get better. One day Sunday's going to come. And one day that trumpet's going to sound. And Jesus is going to split the eastern sky. And He's going to say, it's Sunday. It's Sunday. Come up hither. And then all our loneliness will be gone. All our despair will be gone. All our pain will be gone. All our trouble will be gone. It's Friday now. But Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. And then there's a third group in conclusion that I'd like to address this morning and call to their attention this phrase. That's that group that's in the middle. That group that hasn't decided either way yet. They haven't sold out to the devil, but they're not a Christian. They've never received Christ. And I call out to you this morning, if you're in that group, it's Friday. But Sunday's coming. In the Easter story, people like this were that thief on the cross. When Jesus first was hung on the cross, He reviled Him just like everybody else did. He cast taunts in His face. He jeered Him. That thief said, hey, you said you were the King of the Jews. You saved others, save yourself and save us. He said, you work miracles, save us. Get us down off this cross. Call the angels if you're the Son of God to come and help us. But that thief watched as Jesus died. He heard Him say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He heard Him say, as He turned to John, He said, John, would you take care of my mother? This thief had seen other people die, but he'd never seen a person die like Jesus died. And he looked over at Jesus. He says, when you come into your kingdom, would you remember me? And Jesus looked back at him and said some of the most blessed words in all the Bible. He said, today, today, you're going to be with me in paradise. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. People like this in the Easter story, like the centurion, the Roman soldier who stood at the cross of Jesus. Perhaps he'd been one that earlier slapped him. Perhaps he'd been one that earlier had spit at him or hit him with his fist. Perhaps he'd even been the one that stuck his spear up into Jesus' side. He stood and he watched Jesus die. And you read the scripture. The centurion said, certainly, this was a righteous man. It's Wednesday. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. They still had time to receive him. They still had time to call on Him. They still had time to receive Him as their Savior. You're here this morning. You're not in the devil's crowd. You haven't sold out to Him. But you're not on Jesus' side either. You've never received Christ as your Savior. My dear friend, I say to you, it's Friday. You still have time. You still have time. But I'll point out to you, Sunday's coming. Sunday is coming. If you go into this book and you read the account and you watch Him as He died, you watch Him undergo all the suffering that He did that day, I point out to you in closing, He did that for you. Jesus didn't die for any sin that He committed. He didn't go to that cross and have to be separated from God for any wrong thing that He did. No, He went to that cross and He died for the sin that you and I committed. He paid for our sin. Because you see, when He went to that cross as the perfect Son of God, in who there was no sin, God the Father took every sin that you and I ever committed and put it on Him. He was our Passover lamb. He was the sacrifice that paid for our sin. And God the Father put all our sin on Him and said, "All right, now Jesus, You die for this sin." And then God the Father turned His back on His Son. And Jesus died paying for our sin. That was Friday. Now He's purchased a gift for you. That gift is eternal life. That gift is a home in heaven. That gift is a sin record that's wiped clean. All you got to do is come and get it. All you got to do is come and take it. You've got time now. It's Friday. But Sunday's coming. Be too late then to receive Christ. Be too late to come to an old-fashioned altar and get on your knees and ask Jesus to be your Savior. When Sunday comes, be too late. But it's Friday. Still got time. Oh, and by the way, Christian, it's Friday. You still have time to serve Him. You still have time to live for Him. You still have time to do those things that God called you to do. But I point out to you this morning, Sunday's coming. Eastern sky is going to open. Trumpet's going to blow. And no more time to live for God. Friday's coming. It's Friday. But Sunday's coming. Are you ready? Are you ready? Father, I thank You for Your word.